Hello.
Hello, this is Mark. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in the household works for any new media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
No? Okay, great. And a quick question, are you in a place in which you can talk safely and openly? I know we are calling on
Again.
your cell phone. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly? I know we're talking to your
Yes.
cell phone, so we will make as quick as possible, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone in your house? Oh, yeah, it's another person. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just
I'm
to be
not
sure,
18 years old, though.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, or mixed race?
African American.
African American, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely voting, thank you. And may I have your age, please? Just the age.
Hey, you.
Thank you, ma'am. And please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's president election and congressional election in November 2024 in a scale from 0 to 10. When 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any
10.
number between 0 and 10. 10? Thank you.
Extremely motivated.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And what makes you feel the way about motivating to vote?
Well, I always feel motivated to vote because I know how many years it took for our people as African Americans to be accepted, and then as, of course, a woman. But aside from all of that, I don't want to see Daniel Trump when. I'm sorry to say that.
No, it's fine. It's just your opinion, man. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just let me write it down real quick, okay?
It again?
Just let me write it down real quick. I'm just typing what you said. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat, most of the
Democrat.
time.
Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I didn't understand your question.
I'm sorry. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I would say strong Democrat, but at the same time, I look at the who's running for office.
Right, understood. Thank you. And do
Because
you approve or
this is.
disapprove of the way? I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I was saying if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president.
Yes, I approve.
Okay. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not strongly satisfied, but I'm not strongly dissatisfied. I'm somewhere in the middle. Because I think there are good things and there are things that are not good.
Oh, understood. Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, stay about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same, thank you. And thinking more broadly about upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? Not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women equality from being roadblocks, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president, combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, stopping the Supreme Court for rolling back our rights and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or stopping the destructive policy agenda of protecting 2025. You may choose two of them.
I think, I think the evaluating the economic climate.
Okay, that was the 1 second.
But especially if it affects people who are African American and immigrants and things like that. Because I think people should have, even if people came from other countries to live here and become citizens, I don't think they should be looked down on.
Okay, understood. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to rate, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very, very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number between 0 and 100. The first one, the first group is the Republican in the Congress.
It depends on the individual.
The entire party itself, the whole group in the Congress, like a group.
The whole group?
Yep.
It's hard to give a number on that one because some of them are so different. I think some of them are just afraid to speak out and to say what they really believe, and others speak out. Overall, maybe 50. Let me say 50.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. How about the Project 2025?
What is that?
I do not have the information handy, but I do have the option to never hear about it.
I don't
you
know.
You haven't heard
about
it? Okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know him.
Okay. Thank you. And Jill Stein?
I don't know him.
J.D. Vance?
Some of these people I don't know. I'm sorry. I spend a lot of time overseas in Africa and other parts of the world. So maybe I just didn't get to know them.
No worries. Go with Joe Biden.
I thought he was, I think he's a real honest man, man of integrity. Not perfect, but I put a man of integrity.
0 to 100.
75 or 85.
85, okay, thank you. And the Democrat in Congress? Democrats in Congress as a team?
Somewhere 65, somewhere there, depending on the individual.
Okay, understood. And finally, Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were the independent Cornel West, the Republican Donald Trump, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and also the Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so as well.
Harris.
Harris, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and who he's doing?
Donald Trump, you said?
Yeah, have you recently read, heard, or seen anything about what he's doing?
Have I recently read anything about how Donald Trump is doing?
What he is doing precisely?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay. Some of it or a lot of information?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
More negative.
Okay. Somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable. How he could call her garbage and things like that, I think it's terrible.
Understood. And what you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards him? Like, what was that you read that makes you feel that way?
I'm sorry, I missed what you're saying.
That's fine, I'm sorry. What was what you read or heard that make you feel that way about him, like less favorable about him?
He's just not an honest man. He wants, he desires power, he desires to be, I don't know, he's just not a good person. He's just not a good person. He's not trying to lead the country properly. He's trying to gain power for himself.
I understand. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big bank and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rent assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their home during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority.
10.
So you will rate that so convincing, 10. Thank you. And the politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president. But more important right now is the change she presents from her same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fight and division. If we want change, we have to vote for candidate that change.
I think it's a good statement, but I think it has to be more specific. So I would say probably 7.
Thank you. And what kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom, freedom to not just get ahead, to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about your own body, the freedom to have a future with no child lives in poverty, when we can all afford healthcare and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom, and if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about.
10.
Okay, thank you. And last but not least, it says, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they installed in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage by a for-profit education company and marijuana arrests that increased drugs. And as a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health, a champion legislation to fight hunger, and provide rent relief for working families.
8.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party Jill Stein, independent Robert Kennedy Jr., and the Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Harris. Kamala Harris.
Let me ask you again, now that we talk a little more about the election, please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year, president and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying.
Yeah, I'll go lower, my bad. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's president in congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
Whether I'm motivated on a scale from 0 to 10 to vote?
How much? How much motivated
10.
Are you?
10.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most information? TikTok, Facebook, Twitter/X, Instagram, YouTube, or other? You can choose up to two.
News. News broadcasting on television.
Okay, so broadcasting on television. Got it. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor degree, or a postgraduate? It could be either a master, an MBA, a PhD, or an R&D.
I have a PhD.
A PhD? Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Widowed? Sorry to hear that, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
They don't live in my household, but I have four children.
Okay, got it. Thank you. In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, someone liberal or very liberal?
Wow. I think I'm liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very?
I guess somewhat. I don't know.
Thank you. And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Very often. I'm an ordained reverend.
Oh, okay. Understood. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Two-thirds of the community are white.
So that'd be more than half, right?
Definitely.
How would you describe the area where you live? You are urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
My grandparents, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
No. But my husband that I married and the father of my children is African.
Okay, got it. Understood. Thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
No, either. Okay. Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
I was born in the United States.
You were born in
but
the United
some
States.
Of my children were born in Africa.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
I don't.
Okay, thank you. And that was the very last question of the survey, man. I highly appreciate not just your time, but by also sharing your opinion and your thoughts with me, okay?
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Are you
absolutely
American born?
No, ma'am. I do live here, but I was born in Central America.
Wonderful. Dios te bendiga. Dios te bendiga.
A usted también. Thank you.
My Spanish is not good, but that I know how to say that.
Oh, but you pronounce it well. You pronounce it very well.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All the best, Beth.
You too. You too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.